Welcome to TechNet Radio, your guide to the IT universe.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to TechNet Radio. I'm your host for the show, Aurora Queen, and today is April 24th, 2007. For our show today, we bring you another episode of How Microsoft Does IT, with How Microsoft IT Implements System Center Operations Manager 2007. Michael Murphy talks with Tom McCleary. Tom is the Group Product Manager of the Enterprise Monitoring Team, or EMT, and they talk about how Microsoft System Center Operations Manager, which is the next generation of Microsoft Operations Management and successor to MOM 2005, significantly changes the way that EMT monitors its operations. Here's Michael Murphy with How Microsoft Does IT on TechNet Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another installment of How Microsoft Does IT. I'm Michael Murphy, and it is a pleasure to have with us here today Tom McCleary. Tom, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thanks. We got a beautiful sunny spring day out here in the Northeast for a change, falling 9 inches of snow on Monday.
We actually have some sun out here in Seattle, so it's not too bad.
Sun in Seattle, I think that's unprecedented.
This time of year, anyway.
So, folks, Tom is the group manager of the Enterprise Monitoring Team here at Microsoft. So what Tom does, he leads a team of engineers responsible for instrumenting Microsoft's production server environment, corporate network infrastructure, and infrastructure services like AD, DNS, DHCP. Prior to his role on the Enterprise Monitoring Team, Tom was the Senior Operations Manager for Microsoft's Network Operations Center, and Tom is with us today to talk about the new Microsoft System Center Operations Manager 2007 and how Microsoft IT used that technology to consolidate two of its largest management groups into a single group. So, Tom, let's start out this way. What is System Center Operations Manager?
So System Center Operations Manager is the next generation of what we would formally know as MOM 2005. But the functionality that exists within the product, it does fault monitoring, it does performance collections, as well as provides a fault monitoring console out to our operations center. So the best way to categorize it is a monitoring platform with some pretty new advanced features from 2005 to 2007.
And what do those feature sets look like?
Well,
Actually,
everything's new here. The concepts are primarily the same between 2005 and 2007. You still have management groups. You still have, management servers. You're still applying management packs to servers. But the difference is in the actual infrastructure, the architecture of the back end. If we look from 2005 to 2007, the product group has introduced what we would call a class-based system or a class-based architecture on the back end.
And what's the implication of that?
Well, you're no longer monitoring, in 2005 you would be monitoring, say, a host name or a particular server would be what your rules would be applied to. In 2007, you can actually create new classes to apply rules to. So as opposed to applying rules to just a server, you can apply rules to logical classes, if you will, such as an application. So that allows me to do what we would call service-oriented monitoring. So as opposed to monitoring a server, I can monitor the application of, and I'm sure people are going to start hearing this particular application over and over. It's become the new Contoso for Microsoft. But MS Expense. MS Expense is an application that we use internally to fill out our expense reports when we travel. And so we used Operations Manager 2007 to instrument this application. So you declare a class of MS Expense, and then you go through and you declare the various components that would make up that application. And so now you're able to tell things, for example, like the loss of redundancy as opposed to loss of service, whereas you weren't able to do that in 2005. Along with that new architecture came a lot of new server roles. with 2007 in order to help the data flow in the right way. So you have this concept of a root management server in 2007, which is it's the policy holder for the management group. In 2005, you just had management servers. So this root management server guides the other management servers within that management group and also takes on various functions like looking after the agent base and passing policy and rules to the other management servers in the management group. So you also have the idea of a gateway server, which in 2005, a lot of what drove your infrastructure costs was building new management groups because of security boundaries. So you mentioned earlier about collapsing these management groups from two large ones into one. We were able to, using gateway servers, touch all of our non-domain joined or non-trusted environments with one management group, just moving from just allowing things to be proxied through a gateway server. So a gateway server would sit on the far side of the firewall and communicate to a management server on the near side of the firewall. So that's a few things.
Just a few things. So it sounds to me like the new server roles allow me to be much more specific in building those boxes and scaling the solution.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I equate it to the change from NT4 to 2000. So we moved from in almost what I would consider, you know, just the NT4 authentication model into the Active Directory authentication model. If you look at it's the same, almost an equivalent technology jump, building this distributed architecture. It allows us to, so for example, I was able to extend my agent base from previously we could only monitor about 6,000 servers with our infrastructure, and I was able to extend my agent base up to almost double that into the 11,000 range with the same amount of servers.
So you mentioned on the subject of what you're monitoring internally and how we're using the product internally, you had mentioned that we're using it to monitor, to instrument some line of business application. How else are we leveraging this technology internally?
Yeah.
And how many servers are we monitoring with this technology?
Well, we are monitoring about close to 12,000 servers, and those are the production servers that sit within the Microsoft IT environment. These are the servers that, say, our SAP implementation and Treasury and our source code are stored upon. My team overall monitors all the server environment, the network environment, the telephony environment. And what we're able to do now is, so, well, I should back up. My base service offering is actually to monitor the hardware and the core OS across those 12,000 servers. Okay. Then we also monitor using MOM those infrastructure servers such as AD, Exchange, Wind, DNS that ride upon those 12,000 servers. Additionally, we're right in the process of scaling up to monitor Microsoft's, it's about 2,600 line of business apps that Microsoft uses internally. And we're right in the process of instrumenting those apps with 2007 management packs and pushing those all into one common environment. The other thing that we're able to do, when I talk about what it is we monitor with 2007 is my network monitoring and my telephony monitoring also have connectors that integrate in with MOM. Hmm. And that's important because that allows Ops Manager 2007, it allows the monitoring alert stream to be viewed in one Ops Manager 2007 console. So that leads to a less of a need in the operations center in terms of just sheer eyeballs that need to watch a console.
And additional tool sets to watch those additional consoles, right?
Absolutely. So upstream, I mean, my team, while we support some monitoring backends, supporting multiple UIs in the ops center, which is, you know, an extremely critical environment, 24/7, 365 days a week, those guys are watching these consoles. So just scaling that back to one UI that we got to support in the NOC is a tremendous thing for my team.
That's fascinating. I mean, you know, having worked in the industry for a number of years and really having never had responsibility for 12,000 servers, it's an awe-inspiring notion. Tell me about performance now in 2007.
2007, we've gotten a lot of performance gains out of it. We're actually in the process, because we're early adopters here, we're in the process of really fine-tuning our infrastructure at this point. But if I look at the performance, I mean, and the amount of hardware we actually purchased, because what we did to do our migration, and we primarily did this because, you know, we're early adopters. We've been using Ops Manager 2007 since beta 2 now. So we were using it long before it was released. So we built another infrastructure, a parallel infrastructure, and then we cut over to that 2007 infrastructure. But if I look at the hardware that we bought for, say, the root management server, we didn't go with top of the line SKUs at all, hardware SKUs. We kind of went with what our base standards are in the data center. So, like, a root management server uses two dual core processors at 2.2 gigahertz, has 8 gig of memory, and if you look at the C drives on these guys, we have local C drives that are 70 gig. And then all our other storage, so our quorum and our shared disk space are typically run on a shared SAN, and those are just 5 gig apiece. When we get into our SQL hardware for our operational DBs, same thing here, two dual-core processors, 2.2 gigahertz, 8 gigabyte of RAM, local storage on the C drive, which is 70 gig. Then the rest of our data drives are all shared SAN drives. Management servers, this was the big shock to us, actually. Management server hardware, we used one dual-core processor at 2.2 gigahertz with 4 gigabit of memory. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, and looking at the actual performance of those in our environment, we found that those are great candidates for virtual servers, actually. And we'll probably be moving those servers to virtual servers and repurposing that actual physical asset to other things. So that's something to keep in mind.
On Longhorn's Windows Server Virtualization platform?
Actually, we're using, right now we're on 2003. But I'm sure that by the time we get around to virtualizing these things, it'll be on the Longhorn platform.
Right.
So we'll probably virtualize these guys here in the next few months. And we're already deploying Longhorn in our data center, so I'm sure it'll be on the Longhorn platform. The only surprise to us in terms of hardware that we had to purchase and scale was the gateway server role, and we kind of figured those guys would be even less busy than a management server, since they serve as a management server in the non-trusted domains and then pipe the information to another gateway server. We didn't expect a performance hit there, but what we found, or what we discovered, was that everything that those, before it sends the data across the firewall, it has to write all that data to disk. So we found that we were a little bit underpowered on the gateway server hardware, which we used one dual core processor at 3 gigahertz with 2 gig of memory and some local attached storage there. But I think we're going to beat those up a little bit, and mainly beat those guys up in terms of the amount of spindles we have writing data to the hard drive. So probably a storage change and maybe a memory change. We may bump those guys from 2 gig to 4 gig.
Note to self, the bottleneck on the gateway is the disk.
Yes, for us. It was kind of a funny thing. We learned that in order to persist, in case of any kind of a network outage, they needed to write everything to disk first before they sent it across the wire. So it's actually a good thing. It's a good architecture decision, even though it drives a little bit of cost in your disk space.
So you mentioned you've been using this thing since early beta editions. How long has it taken you to actually deploy Ops Manager 2007?
Which time? So the thing to think
the
about...
The whole time.
The thing to think about there is that we have torn down our environment and completely rebuilt it. We're on the fifth time right now. So we deployed, you know, 4 milestones of the product and actually filed close to 300 bugs against the product and were able to squeeze in, you know, up to about 30 design changes into the product. So there's a lot of value add to IT actually running the product before it releases. But we fully deployed 4 milestones and now we're just in the process of rebuilding everything back up to a 5th milestone, which is the RTM version. We got to where we could rebuild an environment, completely rebuild an environment within 48 hours.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive, considering in 2005, it would take us weeks and weeks to get the agent base out and stable. So that leads to another, you know, one of the things that significantly reduced our time to deploy was the fact that you can use Active Directory and SMS to manage your agent base now. So we have this existing SMS infrastructure, you know, and pretty significant investment here at Microsoft in SMS. So we were able to use SMS as the deployment vehicle for our agent base, which means we just created a package off the base MSI, agent.msi, and blasted that out to all 12,000 servers. And, you know, by the end of the 48 hours, our agent base is back to us. Also, that what made that package really easy to build was the fact that you don't have to configure in management groups information or configuration into that, because you can simply create service containers in Active Directory, and if an agent, when an agent wakes up, it'll query Active Directory, and Active Directory can pass along the management group config information to that agent. So it's just drastically reduced our time to deploy.
And it may be worth mentioning at this point, since we're on the subject of SMS working with MOM, a lot of folks have been working with SMS to push software out to desktops and servers and working with MOM to monitor their server infrastructure for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be worth mentioning this product name change for folks so that they're aware.
Yeah, I think the SMS guys are moving towards System Center Configuration Manager is what they're going to be calling SMS.
And MOM, of course, is System Center
Operations Manager. Yeah.
And so we're seeing these monitoring and management tools fall under this System Center umbrella branding, I guess we could say.
Yeah, it's Kirill Tartanoff, the VP of the Enterprise Management Division. His vision of the Dynamic Systems Initiative. So it's all kind of slowly coming to fruition for us. and System Center is has a huge play in this Dynamic Systems Initiative in terms of how to automate and build in management and pass knowledge to the operations teams before things get into production. Imagine that.
So, what does the year ahead look like for the enterprise monitoring team?
Actually, I'm so lucky to be in the job I'm in right now. I have nothing but great things ahead of me for the next year, myself and the team, actually. So, if I look out over the next year, we're going to have a massive consolidation project going on in terms of there's been a lot of production support teams that manage these applications, LOB applications internally, that have built up their own management groups. And built up, rules and instrumented their applications for their own edification. But the thing about 2007 is that now we have this really granular security model. So I'm able to build this infrastructure and just kind of worry about, my team can worry about the infrastructure, the monitoring infrastructure itself and the plumbing, and let these application owners build management packs and manage those management packs within my infrastructure. So that gets my production support teams out of the business of having to own a MOM infrastructure, but still maintain the agility of maintaining their own rule sets. So we have some consolidation efforts coming up. Then we have, I mentioned several times now, the instrumenting these 2,700 apps. And so we'll be spending a lot of time in the distributed application wizard instrumenting these apps over the next year or so. And then the last thing we got to do is there's a bunch of services that ship with MOM that haven't gotten a lot of airtime, but they're going to be crucial for us, which is AEM, and I don't even know what the acronym stands for actually, but it's Watson Error Collection. So all those crashes that happen, you know, on your desktop and you hit send to Microsoft, you can now collect those internally using MOM and report on those. Also, MOM has desktop capabilities. So I'm going to be rolling out MOM agents across the 360,000 desktops here at Microsoft. And mainly, not necessarily to monitor the health of those, but to kind of get at the end user experience, collecting demographics data as well as application performance data on our LOB apps to get a real-time end user experience out of this and try to set some metrics around there. Also, audit collection services ships in the box now with Ops Manager 2007, which we've had deployed internally for quite a while, for many years here, and it was never productized. So they got around to productizing this thing and are making it available in the box with the new platform. So,
and what is it? What does it do?
Audit collection services is actually a very efficient security event log scraper. It's a very secure and efficient, I should say. What it does is it pipes it taps into the pipe between the OS and the event log and gets these security event logs that basically are generated based on your security audit policy that you push to your servers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just simply takes all these security event logs and pushes them to a server. And the filtering is all done on the audit collection services end of things. So anything going to the security event log is going to be pushed to this audit collection server. This audit collection server then takes the information and parses it down to the relevant events. And so what that enables you to do is do forensics investigations, so who accessed what and when. Also, it allows you to kind of look at things in a chain sort of way. So this event plus two other events equals bad news, and you can drop warnings. Also, it helps us a lot with our SOX and regulatory compliancy, because that's what SOX is mainly all about for us, is who has access to what pieces of the infrastructure, and now we're able to just simply automate those SOX controls. So it's been a big deal for us, and we'll go broad with it. We've had limited implementations of it up till this point, but now that it's productized and part of the infrastructure, we're going to go pretty broad with it across the Microsoft network.
And you can certainly see how when you're trying to watch a server farm or a lot of servers, if I can capture that data centrally and parse it readily, I can target the failures or you know, heaven forbid, the incursion.
Yeah.
Into those networks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Having all this information in a central location is all kinds of goodness for us.
Well, Tom, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that you're on the job. Do you have anything final to say in closing?
No, good luck, and I think you guys are going to be impressed with the product. We're certainly impressed.
So. Awesome. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, for How Microsoft Does IT, I'm Michael Murphy.
Michael Murphy and Tom McCleary with How Microsoft Does IT. Make sure to stay tuned for our Longhorn conversations we have coming up next month in May. Also, shoot me an email and let me know what you want to hear. We're putting together our themes for the upcoming months, and I'd like to focus on what you want to hear and questions that you have, so let me know. TNradio@Microsoft.com. That's it for our show today. Thanks again for listening to TechNet Radio.
Have comments or want to request a story idea? Call us at 1-877-814-6506.